Limit, what do you believe in? 1 2 1 2 microphone check. 1 2 1 2
Can't let go of the meat.
Yeah.
You are you rotting? Cause you refuse to puke up the
vomit. 1 2 microphone check. 1 2 We in the game though.
Let it go.
Yeah. Inside. Inside. I'll be rock, running. Anytime you call me. Baby, I'll be rock, running. Every time you, hey! Baby, I'll be rock, running. Every time you call me. Baby, I'll be rock, running. Baby, I'll be. Anytime you come and give me windy man breath. Anytime you come and give me windy man. In the mind.
And I might flip it inside out. And I'ma do it inside out. Inside
anytime
out.
Anytime you call me, I can come and give you windy man breath. Anytime you call me, I'ma come and give you windy man inside outside.
Bring me my reading
shirt. Come and give you inside outside. Alright then. What we tell them?
This ain't flying.
This is falling with style. Falling with style.
I ain't lying.
Right then.
Do it with style.
It's not that deep.
Devils and angels, they gon' get me in style. So what you giving right now? Tell me what you giving right now.
Do it right now.
Anytime you're walking on the battlefield,
man, yeah. Get killed.
Anytime you're walking on the battlefield, keep your mind focused on everything you know that's real. Anytime that you're walking on the battlefield, keep your mind and your soul on one that's real. Keep your mind on soul and creating what's real for you. Anytime that you step up on the battlefield,
you might see yourself
in the deep of the challenge now.
You might see your life.
Everybody coming now
to a new self.
Everybody going in.
And you'll be eating from a higher place. A nicer face when you look inside
in the
mirror. Cause everything about yourself became clearer.
New sparking.
You just spotted it.
That's a new dark sparking.
How you gonna flop now?
Inside.
The spirit's moving through the whole cloud. Who's feeling this?
Hey, are you in the game though?
I'm ready when it all goes.
Are you in the game though?
You can see me up. Yeah, I'm so erect. I go out for it. Yeah, I do respect.
And I do respect.
All my intellect. All my intuition.
Just speaks to me every day, every day, every
tell
day.
Tell me all the youth, do you
want to play?
New realm,
new space,
new mind,
new place.
Heaven's right here.
You just gotta own it, you just gotta hold it, you just gotta feel it.
Elevation. That's the next station
next
on your
station
timeline.
On your timeline.
Separation.
There is a separation that's happening right now.
Stand up for you.
And all your rights and responsibilities. Get some humility. I know that we're all in connectivity.
Listen.
Real talk, there ain't nobody fooling you now. Yeah, cause you can feel it, and you just know what you're about. Alright then. So anybody that's talking and running their mouth,
you can see it now. You can see it now. You can see it now.
Let the spirit do a dance. dance with your whole body in the damn park right now. Let the spirit do a dance in your whole damn body in the dark right now. Let the spirit do a dance in your body in the whole damn dark right now. Can you feel it inside? Can you feel it inside? Let's go in it. When we're swimming in the deepest dark, you just might find a spark inside your life. When you're swimming in the deepest dark, you might see that spark inside your mind. In that body, in that time, in that moment that you live, in that everything you give, in your love, in your service, every time you're stepping out, when you're giving what's inside, and you let it scream and shout inside your name, inside your will, inside that life in your red pill. When you're moving in that motion that tells emotions what to will, what to will. Now what will you do with it? It's that, what will you do with it? Yeah, it's heaven, but what will you do with it? Yeah, it's heaven, but what will you do with it? Yeah, this is heaven, but what will you do with it? This is heaven, but what will you do with it? You're in heaven, but what will you do with it? Will you make it the same hell that you once did dwell in the past time? No, this ain't the last time. But this is your last chance. I said, this is your last chance. Tell me really, would you wanna do that dance with it? Are you gonna dance with it? Or are you gonna laugh in it? Are you gonna laugh at what just stands inside of your path like? You can do it raw, you can do it raw, we can do it raw, we can do it raw. We can do it raw, we can do it pure, we can do it more. Yeah, you can get dark with it. I said, you can get dark with it. You can be all in the park with it. You can be the new spark with it. Get dark with it. Turn the lights out, turn the lights out. Everybody black now. Turn the lights out, turn the lights out. Everybody black now. War, I turn your lights out, I turn your lights out. Everybody black now. How could we ever back down when everybody black now, black now, black now? Cut the lights out, and all you got is the dark with it. Cut your lights off, and all you got is the dark with it. I take your lights out, then all you got is the dark with it. When I pop your lights off, yeah, all you got is dark with it.
Switch up the tech, switch up
the tech, that switch up the ground.
Switch up the radio,
switch up the TV, switch up the IG, that switch up the ground.
Switch up the tech,
yeah, get just with the fucking program. Switch up that program, switch up that program. Get some new shit. These days I be rolling with the new shit. I'm in new shit. These days I'm in rock show. You might see me rolling in some new shit. Just me, I'm all about the new shit. I be rolling in some new shit. Who that guy, who that girl? I be rolling with some new shit. Yo,
everybody's right.
What you wearing on your feet? I be rolling with the new shit. Woo. What you wearing on your knees? Hey, B, I be rolling with the new shit. What you wearing on your, in your crutch, in your backside, on your whip, rolling with the new shit. From the top to the down to the side, all around, I be rolling in some new shit. Energy's different. Hey, boy, hey, girl, yo, my energy's different. You be looking in my eyes all the time, and you know that my energy's different. Can't take me for some old shit. Listen. Can't call me, can't chat, no. Can't even write down or take notes. Why? Cause my energy's different. You should know that I'm different.
Hey, hey,
yeah, my energy's different. You should know that I'm different.
It's not that deep.
My energy's different. My energy's different. They can't see me, they don't understand what I'm rolling with. They ain't seen this. Cause my energy's different. Easy. Hey, energy's different.
You are
trying to figure out who. Yo, energy's different. You don't owe me, and you don't owe me fucking anything. Cause I got everything. I got top down, that melanin. How you telling him? How you telling him he can't win? How you telling me I have to lose? What you telling me I have to do? What you telling me I have to prove? Cause I've been rolling with the new shit. What you telling them? When his skin glows, so bold, just beaming with the melanin. So what you telling him? I'm in touch with the Elohim. Netta just going through my melanin. Hey, rude boy, rude girl, talk to me nice. When I wrote you, there ain't nothing nice. Cause it's all heaven, yeah, it's all great. So don't be killing me with four letter wordplay. Yes, L-O-V-E, but I see your E-I-V. Ay, yeah, I'm moving so nice. And praise all the most highs every day. No way, move down.
That's what.
Listen, cause my energy's different. Listen, rude, yeah, my energy's different. You don't know me, and you don't owe me fucking anything. Hey, prick, I got everything. Fuck that shit. You see me rolling top down with some big black melanin, rolling in some new shit. Sundown, sunrise, I be rolling in the new shit. Huh, what you talk, yo? I see your new whip kick, I be rolling in some new shit. Sundown, sunrise, in the dark or in the light. There's no fright, there's no fight. Cut real quick, man, I be rolling in some new shit. Easing up, I'm rolling in the new shit. Light it up, yeah. Rupert, I'm blazing up the new shit. Can't take me for no E-D-I-A-T, ayy, man be on M-I-G-H-T. When I'm rolling in the W-H-I-P, I be rolling in the, yeah.
Walk there.
Insider. Try my ting, rolling through with the Highland Spring. Tryna get dark with it, but we be walking through the park with it. I just gonna spark with it, lift up the light up, blaze it up and spark with it. Who's barking it? But who's really out here walking it? But who's on the Instagram stalking it? Or who's on the front line talking it? But who's all around you walking it? Tell me who's around you walking it. I see you on the Instagram talking it. Or maybe on the socials stalking it. And everybody in there's talking it. But tell me who is around you walking it. Walking it. If you really want it, walking it. Walking it. No say you're talking, but walking it. Walking it. Walking it. Walking it. In it.
Hey, hey. Slip on something, let it pop. You never know
what walk with it.
Opportunity to do.
Woo! Here we go!
You never know when you're gonna get the opportunity to extend love, should I say.
Dream car.
Show up at your best. Smelling good. Moving with the perfect scent. That's aligned with. Or should I say.
Dream car.
Slip on something nice. Why waste time in.
It's not that deep.
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
Here we go!
It's not that deep.
You are listening to Too High to Go.
Here we go!
You ever thought that the things that you slave over every day, the things that were man-made, as you idolize those materials, as you idolize those things, to realize that it was a man's brain that brought it into existence. So shouldn't that thing that you admire so much be a reflection of how powerful you are? Because all human beings have the same faculties, but not the same understanding and wisdom that they were created to do God's work. Man, slip on something nice. Now's the time to show people the truth in your eyes. Slip on something nice. Don't let your yesterday's burden destroy your moment. It's the energy of now that creates the next space. So locked and loaded, where are you shooting? Cause wherever you are shooting, you have to take responsibility for the bodies that you acquire. Slip on something nice. The energy that you're looking for is attracted in your own physical state. I say that again, the energy that you're looking for only comes when you become one with that energy. So what's nice to you? What's beauty to you? What's love to you? How does it look? How does it smell? How does it taste? I wanna see it. Yeah, slip on something nice. Your virtues, the morals that you stand on, the principles that you live your life by. What's your religion? Are you faithful? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in yourself? Yeah, that's right. Slip on something nice. If you've found yourself devoted to this faith, then ask yourself this question. Are you walking in total alignment with what you believe is supposed to be the pinnacle of man's expressions? Are you walking in total alignment with what you believe is the utmost salvation for every single human being on this earth? Are you walking in complete alignment with that? Slip on something nice. Ain't that wrong in looking sexy, sis? Ain't that wrong with getting buff, my brother? Slip on something nice. Eat good. Feel sexy. Show it off. Show it out. Do what you wanna do. High heels, flats, trainers, Crips, Vans, shit. Short skirts, bras, no bras, chest out of door, string vest, white collar, bow tie, high top, low fade, locks, weave, wig. Slip on something nice. Walk into your best life. What does that look like? Do you even know? Have you given yourself the time to really chime into what is speaking to you? You got two ears for a reason. But why do you refuse to listen? Slip on something nice. What does heaven look like? When you sit in the darkness or the light, in your house, in your own space, in your cocoon, tell me, what is the view of the butterfly in you? Cause last time I checked, I seen them all from yellows, oranges and blues. So you tell me, what's you? Slip on something nice. Show your vibe. What is your vibe? You keep talking about what you don't like and wonder why your life ain't popping like Sprite. I mean, slip on something nice. Slip on something nice. I don't wanna hear about what's ruining your life. I don't wanna hear about how you can't get it right. Slip on something nice. What does your heaven look like? Do it all. Explore. Take yourself there. Go all out, man. Wherever your body, your mind, your spirit is calling you, walk the path. Do it all, man. Even if everyone around you says no. Even if everyone around you says it's wrong. Go for it. Please do me one favor. As you go full and wholeheartedly in the direction of your dreams, please take responsibility for the energy that you serve. Because as you sow, so shall you reap. As above, so below. Karma, baby. Yin yang, baby. Balance, baby. Balance. 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 Oh, balance.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That was Slip on Something Nice by Mikel Amin. One of the prequels to the forthcoming Too High to Go Hell album.
Hey, hey!
It's not that deep.
Too high to go hell. Too high.
Too High to Go Hell, the forthcoming album from Mikel Amin. He's going to be delivering that. It's all centered around his journey over the last 10 years of shadow work, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, hey!
Do you know about shadow work, ladies and gentlemen? It is where you cast your consciousness onto the darker parts of your identity. Mikel explores these themes in his new upcoming album, Too High to Go Hell. The portal is now open.
Hey, you are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
Sexy, changing. time you call me, call me, call me. Baby, I'll be running, running, running. Every time you call me, call me, call me. Baby, I'll be running, running, running. Every time you call me, call me, call me.
Baby, I'll be running, running, running. Every time
you call me, call me, call me. Baby, I'll be running, running, running. It's not that deep.
For that waistline. Easy now. Circle yourself down, people. Circle, behave on yourself. It's not even 10 o'clock yet. You know how I behave, so calm down, now, people. Take time now. Take your time now. Calm down, now, people. You don't see it, not reach 10 o'clock yet. Why don't I behave, so? Why? Nakumaisha family. It's your brother from another motherland, Mr. McKellar, mate. We started off with a Slip on Something Nice medley right there. That was like a Slip on Something Nice medley. Now, I want you guys, I love those two versions because in that, you get to actually experience with the same song, with this, you get to experience in both those versions, the live version and the song version, the studio version, completely different energies. It's the same lyrics, completely different feelings of energetic experience from the same melody and chords. Such suspense. And same melody, same chords, and same lyrics.
Mad.
And for me, it's always an amazing experience because it's like you get to use the lyrics and play with two different sides of yourself. One takes you so deep into yourself that depending on your perspective, it borderlines depression. Do you get what I'm saying? But once you understand the energy of depression in terms of the spirit, it being a call into your darkness, you know what I'm saying? And your refusal then creates that experience of depression because you're mentally charging yourself one way and you're being dragged this way. You get what I'm saying? Instead of going with that energy. So that's how one feels. And the other one is like the highest of heights of heights. It's like euphoric. It's peace ridden. That live version. Big up Liv Soul. Big up Liv Soul. Because that's her vocals. And she really makes the journey of that track feel completely different. And again, what she's doing on the song is copying the sample. But again, bringing it to a new, different experience in life. That's the power of energy, family.
It's not that deep.
You get me, family? That's the power of energy, how you can transmute it like that. That song is a great example of transmutation. And that song was taken completely taken from, it was the prequel to the forthcoming album, Too High to Go Hell, a 25-minute medley, a search deep inside the soul of the artist, Mr. Mikel Amin, who's now going to be putting out his third studio album compilation since the beginning of the World Changer journey. We've got Mikel Amin in the studio right now, and how you doing, sir? How you doing? I'm all right, you know, I'm good. I'm just chilling right now, you know, just, you know, enjoying life. You know what I mean? Life's in it, like... Yeah, well, I've been seeing you've been doing a lot out there with your... how do you say... Your Wu-Tang clan. You've been doing a lot out there with your Wu-Tang. It's Waroho. Oh, yeah, that's what I said, Wu-Tang. Okay, so tell me about your community. What do you do? Why do you do the music that you do? Because you are a rapper, after all, and we all know about rappers. What do you mean? Why do you do what you do? You've talked this spiritual stuff, but your words, your lyrics, they're quite brash and harsh for what one would see as a somewhat guruistic individual. Well, you know, like, for me, it's like... I don't see myself like that, you know. I kind of just present myself and talk from my place of truth, but I like directing my truth to I want my truth to just represent what my genuine intention is. And so I kind of design my life around what my intention is first. You get what I'm saying? Or at least that's what the challenge is. Always trying to design my life first from my intentions, not what's expected or what's necessarily seen as good, bad, right, wrong. I kind of direct from my intentions. All right, we understand that. But you mentioned that, you know, you're a rapper at the end of the day. So, you know, you don't need to rap is what I'm saying. I mean, I've heard your stuff. I like it, dude. I love it, okay? But you don't need to rap, you know? There's a difference. You know, you're a very spiritual man. You've got a lot going for you intellectually. And, you know, you could put out a book and, you know, things like this, you know. You don't need to rap. Well, do you know what's funny about that, yeah? I've been quite an inconsistent person. Well, I've always felt like I've been an inconsistent person in my life. But when I look back on my journey of not knowing what I want to do in the world or not knowing how I want to affect the world or connect with people, when I look back on that, the one thing that I've always known or one thing that I've always done whilst I'm trying to know, it's so weird. It's like I'm trying to figure out my life, right? You know, in school, as a young child, as a boy, you're thinking, oh, what do I want to do? Who do I want to become? How much GCSEs do I need? Do I need to go to college? Where should I get a job? What should I focus on? Do you get what I'm saying? You're doing all of that, not noticing my one anchor for everything that I've done or become has been music. I've been writing music since I was eight years old. You get what I'm saying? I've been writing music since I was eight. As I think, like, music could be the space that I go to figure shit out. It's almost like how I map out where I'm gonna go next. Or at least not how I map it out, but how I clear the way for it to be mapped out. Yeah, I get what you're saying, dude. That's quite energetically profound. So it's a somewhat of a science of some sort for you. Yeah, but not necessarily like something I even plan to or study. That is just what I've realized music means to me first. Like, I've always thought, like, I wanna be a famous rapper. Like, do you get what I'm saying? But it's not even that. I just want what I'm doing here to really affect change in the world and my experience of it. Do you get what I'm saying? And like, so throughout my journey, no matter which avenue I took, trying to figure out myself as a person, music was the thing that guided that. And music is often the thing that it allows me to explore whatever it is, whatever path that I'm going down or that I'm being led on without me knowing it. You get what I'm saying? So science, yeah, but not like, you know, I didn't study for it. Do you get what I'm saying? It's more like just my journey. That's great. That's great. So you have an album coming out and we've seen it's two... To he? To go hell? That's what the three eyes, the three is to he? Number two, he. To, number two, hi. All right, explain this title and what you're doing with this album, assuming it's also linked to your spiritual stuff that you do, which I say, me and my wife, we love it. She loves it. We think it's great. Tell me about the music, dude, because I'm liking this whole spiritual connection, have to do it scientifically, knew it was when I was young, stuff that you're saying right now. You get what I'm saying? I love that. I love all of that. Give me more. Talk to me about this album. Well, this album is like, I didn't actually know that I was going to do, I knew I was going to do this album basically, but I didn't, I thought I'd actually put it on the shelf. I started this album when I was in Kenya about three years, like 2018. And it came off of a song that I wrote, which I might play actually. Yes, let's get into some music, dude. Let's do that. All right, so I think I'm going to play this song. Yeah, let me play this song. This is actually going to be a pre-listen to one of the songs that I haven't shared before on the album. Yeah, let's get into music. Enough of this talking. We're doing this alter ego thing, and it's not, I think it's scaring the audience right now. So let's get into a song, and then you can tell us how we came to this conclusion. Yeah, this song basically is how I even came up with the title of the album, Too High to Go Hell. So yeah, let me play this song for you, and then you can... We could talk about it from there. Thanks, man. Thanks, man. Guys, you heard it here first. We're getting an exclusive from Mikel Amin right now of his Too High to Go at Help. This song is called Joining Me. Joining Me.
Hey! Hey!
Yo.
What should I say?
Check.
Dream car.
Can I get a witness? This might be your litmus test, but it's all about fitness. Mindset when you grip this chest. Have you got the heart for this? Are you an arsonist? Or are you an artist? Bye-bye when you wanna fight on your empire. Would you set fire to your own house? Like boom, couch with your crotch on. Stones with your pots on. Tell me what's the odds on you. Breaking the locks on. Your brain when you're cuffed on. Where's your accustomed to? Tell me if your love's gone. Or have you ever loved on things that I beat on you? I don't wanna go on, but I don't wanna go wrong. I just wanna know when you step outside, what's in your eyes? Are you open wide? Do you see the vision? Do you seek to listen? When they speak the wisdom, nature's calling. The fake is falling. Now rain is pouring down on you. So will you cover up or let it flower you and empower you to be yourself? If only you could see yourself outside and witness life outside of fear and sickness. Children, sit us down and let us feel the difference. Hear and witness. See what triplets' minds is lifted in the spiritual existence.
So much work to do. I thank you for joining me. There's so much love to give, and I thank you for joining me.
Hey, get in that circle, keep spinning it like Earth will change. Shocking like Merkel, we bringing in that purple rain. Keep giving it, no synonym. Everybody ruminating in it, this dividend. Intelligence, keep peddling, deep settling. This element, this spelling is too relevant. Keep filling up, keep filling love, keep filling love. Everybody steeped in enough. He's filling love, she's filling love, we filling love. Everybody peeking above. Speak to me now, speak to me now, speak to me now. Can you feel the heat in the crowd? Remnant, you setting it, it's evident. We're celibate, we don't give up. Step outside of yourself, look inside and you'll see what's hiding in what. Are you confiding in who? Do you let God when you step outside in your where? Do you take pride in it? Look, sickest lies are in every eyes when you see her reflection in you and your reflection in me and our reflection in us. That reflection in this, those reflection in these, the soul perception indeed. The awkward lesson is we can talk in separate speech, more connects us in feet. The walk connect when our soul connects with our being. We're just apples on trees, we're just apples and trees. But see, you go inside, what's in your mind? Are you open wide? Do you see the vision? Do you seek to listen? When they speak the wisdom, nature's calling. That fake is falling. Now rain is pouring down on you. So will you cover up or let it flower you? We're all in this together now, rooted in this mucky mud. But lucky us, every time it rains, it makes a way for us to change in ways that others would have thought insane. I call the pain and pray for more till we hit the floor and death becomes a soil and we can grow together now, rooted in this mucky mud. But lucky us, we don't need perfection. If a blessing's just an inhale and exhale, we inhale when we exhale. Our second selves is all in our reflection. There's so much love.
then. That was an exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. Yo.
Hey, hey.
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was an exclusive from Mr. McKenna. Oh my gosh, I'm deading myself today. Family, that was a nice exclusive from the Too High to Go Hell project by Mikel Amin. And you heard it here, folks. That was called Joining Me. Mikel, tell us about that song. Very profound, very insightful indeed. And spoke a little bit into the window of the things that you are concerned about around this area. So yeah, so Too High to Go Hell essentially is an album that I only realized after beginning that journey on 2018 was an album dealing with an area in my life where I went into an experience of what I call shadow work like never before. It's only through learning and studying the 11 laws and now teaching it that I learned that those experiences are those experiences of darker times and almost like harsher lessons are really calls for deeper and greater spiritual wisdom and power. It's almost like the more heavy it is, it's a greater call for you to expand. Do you get what I'm saying? Again, I can intellectualize that now, but then I couldn't do that. Do you get it? Even though I was reading the 11 laws, or I started at a stage in that journey of reading 11 laws, I didn't know that. So I was in hell. Literally, I was in hell. I was in hell. Because I didn't understand what the experience around me was, you know. So this album, Too High to Go Hell, is about that. The shadow experience, the shadow side of the last 4 to 10 years from World Changer to Warojo House, you know, to this experience that we have now. So, yeah. And with that, we've opened up a portal where for the next season, you know, we're in it now. Into the thick of it. Into the thick of it. We're in. Winter has come, family. We've arrived into this area of shadow work, family. So all around you, just pay attention. I'm going to be creating a portal. A portal meaning a 360-degree experience for you to tap into, for you to align with, for you to play with, really to play with, to chisel with, around shadow work. Okay? And so with that, we've got our masterclasses that we'll be doing every week. We've got the Ma'at class, which is going to be open to everyone who's already a member and to the current signees of the Too High to Go Hell shadow work course. That will be on Monday. And then on Thursday, we're going to be jumping in to some shadow work activities, games, workshops, talks, chezas. You know, that's going to be the games day. Or games night, really. And then again, music. We spoke about this album, so we're working on that. You heard that song. You heard that song, Dear Joining Me. That's how the actual title of the album came about. So there was that. And then a book to help with this also that will compile this understanding around spiritual health that I've been talking about for the last 4 years, you know. Yes, family, you're done, what time it ain't. What a way to kick off the rising. What a way to kick off the rising. I love it. Yes, family, so we're kicking off like that. And what else we got? Again, experiences, experiences. Chaz FM is a part of this, yeah? So we're going to be presenting this album through this portal as well. And we got a private Instagram for everyone on the we got a private Instagram for everyone who's on the course as well. Again, that's going to be for content directly for that group of people. Yeah.
Hey.
You get me? But we're there, Kwanzaa family. We're there, Kwanzaa. We're there, Kwanzaa now, and we're in the mood, man. It's been an amazing couple of days. It's been a beautiful couple of days. What I've realized over the last couple of days is the fact that, I'm starting to experience the connections are becoming a lot more physical. You know what I'm saying? So I'm starting to experience the connections in a new dimension. Whereas everything was online, my real life is becoming intertwined with this community, and it's so beautiful. It's honestly a different level of relating with people that I don't even, like, it's not even fair to say, it's not even fair to say, like, you know, like, people should have been doing this before, because it's not, I don't think it's like anything people have actually experienced before. Outside of, again, highly spiritual societies. We're going to go down in history as a highly spiritual society, even though many don't think that. We will. We're going to go down in history as a highly, highly spiritual society. This era of us as humans. But this level of connection that we have is mad. It's mad. And, like, you know, take Waroho House out of it, just in general. But then what you curate from that, again, is even more mad. But in general, the relationships we have with each other have taken a new level, bro. Think about a revelation of this past year has been, damn. How can I be so connected to people I've never met? How can I be so physically invested in people I've never met? People I've never met are more influential than my physical reality. Spaces I've never been, environments I've never actualized in, are more influential than my physical reality. What I'm saying, family, in very practical, applicable terms right now, is that the internet, and especially the new internet, is your way of reprogramming the physical. Do you get it? It's almost like, okay, this ties into 3D, 4D, 5D outlooks, but I'm going to give it, I want to break it down in less esoteric terms. It's like, imagine being in a... What am I talking about? Hold on.
Hey!
Who are you? I forgot who I am. I'm sorry, I forgot who I am.
Here we go!
I forgot who I am for a second. So I've broken this down bare times. I had to go to my... I'm jumping into... I was like, Mikhail, you've got archives for this already. So the player, the controller... The game, the console, the player, the controller, the game, the console. Did you get it? What's happened in terms of our connection and our awareness, we've gone from being just the player to now consciously experiencing ourselves as the controller. Did you get it? So... If you don't get it, say it. But if you get it, dope. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, we have a different perspective that allows us to make a wider range of decisions about how the player experiences the game. The game is the game, right? The game is the game. You know, like, please follow this analogy. And it's not a tangent. Or it is. But shush. Watch this. The game is the game. Even when you're not playing the game, you know, like when you've left the screen blank for a while in the game, the players are still going around. The program is still happening. The game is still being experienced. I'm thinking of Mario Kart right now. The game is still being experienced. Even when you turn on the game and your character and you just don't touch it, but the character is just there and he starts going into default mode. Yeah! He starts working out for no reason. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm tired. The game is still going. Do you get it? Again, now you're a novice at the game. You may go on one level, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That's the game still going. Then you can based on having a greater knowledge of the game, you can access new areas. Like when I used to play GTA, I used to just drive and kill people. Drive and kill people. It was like therapy. It was like drive, crash someone, listen to good music and kill people, collect guns. That's all I used to do. And I was like, I can't play PlayStation anymore. Do you get it? But I didn't go on missions. Other people went on missions within the same game. I'm saying all of that to say, once you're the controller, you have a greater perspective on what the player is able to experience itself as. But even if you do fuck all, the game is still going on. To get it, you can't not play the game. That's all. The game is always happening and you're always going to have to take. You know, there's a certain part, in order for the game to go on, the character has to do certain things anyway. Regardless of the controller's perspective or the player's ignorance, right? The character cannot escape certain destinies within its particular program. Do you get it? Like, for example, Bowser can't be a good guy. I need you, you know, it's so funny. Depending on your spiritual perspective, everyone's going to deep this conversation in different ways, which is amazing. But Bowser can't be the good guy. He can't be the good guy. He can never be a good guy. This is what Wreck-It Ralph was all about. This is what Wreck-It Ralph was all about. Being able to reprogram that and rechannel that energy. Like Wreck-It Ralph, this is more actually relevant. Wreck-It Ralph is a programmed bad guy. And even in the second one, when he's all healed and he's channeled, he still experiences himself. Like, if you notice, the last Wreck-It Ralph 2 was about shadow work. Yes or no? You lot, give me some signal. If I ain't lost you, give me some signal. Because if you remember Wreck-It Ralph 2, it was about shadow work. And what was his shadow? He didn't leave being a villain where he was smashing up buildings and ruining people's lives and then go on his journey of being a better guy and da-da-da-da-da. But what his shadow was still remained. Do you get it? What the shadow always presented him as still remained. So he couldn't not be that guy. He could only channel the experience of that guy differently. Please, I need to know if you're with me.
It's not that deep.
I need to know if you're with me. Because it's real talk. It's real, real, real talk. This is a fundament. This is very key to shadow work. That what your shadow is your shadow. Like, you can't undo your light. You can't undo your shadow. You can only look like, my shadow is always going to look like this guy, flat nose, big lips. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my shadow. It's a reflection of the light. Because outside of that, it's just darkness. So shadows are always cast by light. So whatever this is what the shadow is also representing. How you channel the darkness. Literally. Again, what is shadow work? Shadow work is how you channel the darkness. Let's go. Write that down. Remember that. And we're going to go deep into that. Guys, like I said, Monday, we're back in my art class. So if you're a member of Royal House or you're on the Two Had to Go Hell, Monday evening, we're going back into my art class. Thursday, we're getting some shadow work games. But shadow work is how you channel the darkness. Podcast. You get what I'm saying?
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Remember that. Repeat that to yourself. Meditate on that and redesign your own program, which we're going to do based on that understanding as well. Right, guys, we're going to jump into some old school classics by Killer Mean. What time is it? All right, cool. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. We're going to jump into some old school classics by Mikelamine. On the topic of actually, do you know what? Let me play this. No, in all seriousness, big up the guys who are here actually live. Old type Mr. Blue, old type Shelly, old type Madame Kukua, old type Solis. You know what I'm saying? Live so in the building. Old type Tomas, old type Live Our Values, Adeola. I love the way you say your name. Sweet Doses 2524. I love that handle. I love Sweet Doses. Yo, make your Instagram an affirmation. If you don't want to put your name, make it an affirmation. I am Chanel Divine. And then Royal Touch London. Hey, this is... Now, look at this. I should screenshot this. I'm not going to do it because someone else screenshot it. If you can see the names, yeah. Screenshot it because I can't do it. It will mess up my sound. But real talk. That's... Your names are affirmations. Do you get it? Even if I don't know you... Like, the ones I do know, I'm like, And the people that don't know, your names alone is just like, that's your intention? I got time for you. I don't want to argue. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's play some songs from The Journey. I want to play some songs that will never, ever get released. I want to play a song right now. These will never, ever get released. They're just songs that I've made on The Journey. That, you know, as part of, like I said, my scientific, energetic work, a.k.a. Chezza. I can't hear you guys, a.k.a. Chezza. Oh, man, I can't choose. There's too many. All right, I'm going to let you lot choose the last song I play. This is Shadow Work music. That will never get played. I'm going to play you. You get to choose between Free Nubian, 23, or what's the other one? Don't Die. Free Nubian, 23, Don't Die. That's one of the songs you get to hear. Again, these will never come out. They're not being posted. It's going to be on this podcast and live in that realm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll bring out one, but like you get to choose. So Free Nubian, Don't Die, or what was the other one? Free Nubian, Don't Die, or 23. Seruru said 23. All right, top five votes. First five gets it. Top five. 23, Don't Die, or Free Nubian.
Chezza! Rojo!
And then we gotta be out. Let's go.
Chezza!
Big up everyone who's coming down tonight to the Boxing Day Kwanzaa special. You know what I mean? We're gonna link up in our Black Excellence and come through, family, and love on each other and watch, again, a movie that really represents our energy as a culture here in London. And I'm in it. Man said all of them. That is not an option, my friend. Ooh, Rochelle said 23. Ruru said 23. All right, cool.
Chezza!
Let's go.
Rojo!
So I like Mr. Blue, yeah, because you know what he did? It's very indicative of your character. That in Blackjack, that role is the Joker. You know, you fling a joker down and you're like all of them. In Blackjack, when you use the joker, you can just make it any card you want, baby. You know what I'm saying? I just pictured your mask on a card and you was like, you know what I'm saying? All right, cool. Let's get into it. 23, which is cool because this would have been the song that made me start the world changer journey.
Chezza!
I'm telling you, family, this song was when I was processing the fact that someone called me a world changer. This song was literally, and I turned 23, and I was like, yeah, this song was what led to me now doing World Changer. I got some pictures to show you tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow, I got some art pieces to show you for World Changer. Let's go, 23.
First of all, I wanna thank my mum and dad for having sex. 9 months and I was born into this mess, mummy got no rest. You are blessed, to you I owe my whole life. And under God's guide, I promise I'ma do it right. Now I'm 23, I ask my... First of all, I wanna thank my mum and dad for having sex. 9 months and I was born into this mess, mummy got no rest. You are blessed, to you I owe my whole life. And under God's guide, I promise I'ma do it right. Now I'm 23, I ask my community, what do you see when you look at me? No longer can I say this is who I want to be. Who am I now, right now, what's my entity? Shit, I ain't trying to quit, and I'm not trying to try. I'm gonna do like I'm shitting all the time. I mean, what's the star if you're just wishing all the time? I mean, what's the car if you're just sitting all the time? Move, bloody lazy bum. I used to shake my mum, scared and worried about what the future would hold for son. And now I'm bait faced on my task. I'm far from wearing bellies and a mask. That's in the past. Life is God, it's a bitch. If you're a dog, stop bitching. Take your balls off the rug and listen. Look, here's the biggest part. Reason we live so harsh, cause we don't know who we are. My cousin hollers my phone saying, what you saying, dog? He got it twisted. I ain't a dog, I'm a god. You need to listen. And your religion don't mean shit to me if you don't know about your history. I mean, check it. Look at all the youths thinking that black's bad. And now my little sister's looking for some white lad. Cold world and I got the shivers. I'm trying to show sisters, don't give pussy up to pussy niggas. Please, stay virtuous. Don't let him hurt you, sis, it ain't a thing. Seek the kingdom and you'll find the king. Happiness, health and wealth. Know your role and seek the help. Stick to your own and be yourself. I mean, when we gonna get tired of this nigga shit? Still rich and broke, still claiming benefits. Still sleeping around with drug addicts that won't quit. They just need a rush, our minds are clogged up. Same shit, different day, why won't it flush? Rappers in the camera acting like they're living lush. If you're struggling, my brothers, then make moves. But if you're lying to the youth, then fuck you. Look, I seen too many die, seen too many cry, blood gushing from their eyes. Look, when a 5-year-old girl dies, policemen are taking lives. The people need to rise. If you don't want nobody to snitch and you're killing little kids, you're the same as the pigs. Tcha, so grow up, Porky. All this shag talk, niggas just bore me. I ain't gonna lie, feel like I can't die. I got a purpose, God's got me till the end of time. And if I waste the time, he'll probably take my life. This is revelation, it's more than just a pack of rhymes. The other day my boy asked me why I care so much. I said I know the truth, this ain't meant for us. He told me give it up the same time. 6 feds scraped him off the block for a car they say he robbed. Shut, I don't need to smoke weed for me to tell the truth. High as heaven, all my listeners can raise the roof. This is meditation. You lot are rapping for a rep, a rap for reparation. Learn the definition. Look, and now I'm 23, I gotta take the leap. Like Michael Jordan defying the laws of gravity. Faith, have it in me like an artery. Aim shooting for my purpose like it's archery. I've studied hard, I know exactly what is wrong with me. I know just what I need to take me to the next degree. Swallow my pride and stride toward the golden light. Small steps, I stretch my wife by my side. Peers cheer me on, this is the final race. The show is done, no breaks. Look, this is the final take. I'm 23 now, but will I ever see 24 the way things are going? I don't know. I'm in the ring, battling demons, but I got my dukes up. God's on the sidelines, shouting, Mickey, fuck him up. Go for the knockout punch, give him the fatal blow. Crowd shouting out, what we tell Limbo? Be original, manifest your whole physical. Man will get my whole spirit to his pinnacle. That's the truth, I'm trying to school the youth. Life can be fun, look, I walk through every end tonight. Never had a gun, look, I love my brothers. Someone needs to see the hope in us. Cause when police march, they're coming for both of us. Spark the insurrection, erection our soul protection. Connecting to soul distinction, preventing the road from stressing. Arrested for my complexion, prison is high percentage. My brothers are over sentence, even if he shows repentance. Even if he has an essence, tear away his holy presence. Steer away the godly essence, turn him into Satan's peasant. 5 years ago I made a change. It's time I do the same. Look, 5 years ago I changed my life. At 23 and 2012, it's the perfect time. It's the perfect time. Grow up, Porkies. All this shag talk, nigga, just bore me.
Jezza!
Damn.
It's not that deep.
Yes, that's my message to 23-year-old Mikhail.
It's not that deep.
I'm here for you, my nigga. Family, I'm going to post something in the Warojo House Telegram, okay? If I don't do it today, remind me, and me or the Heaven Squad will sort it out. There's an audio from KRS-One, where KRS-One talks about time travel and your ability, based on the present, to affect both past and future. It's a concept that I've spoken about so much, but the way he talks about it being the, you know, our ogar rap pioneer, it's like a meditation in itself, just listening to it. I need to send it to you because that song and me now at 33, it feels like I'm just talking to that youth there. Because he's saying things that, this is when, you know, when they talk about channeling, you know, he's channeling, he doesn't know he's channeling, and he's saying things that he hasn't yet physically aligned with. And so it's like, he's not rapping from the presence of bravado. It's almost he's burdened to rap about that shit. You get what I'm saying? He's burdened to rap about that shit. And this is a really strange dichotomy with the character known as Mikhail Amin. He's a very jovial, childish, silly, playful, charming individual. You know, and is a very airy fairy type of being. But his shadow, meaning the spirit he is burdened with, or not burdened, you know, in Christianity they call it your cross, you know, now we're calling it your shadow work, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, it's, you know, it's the reason you've come, your soul purpose, you know, the soul, spirit, soul, you know, the thing that's driving the entire narrative. Your spirit is the suit of expression, yeah, but the soul is that reason, yeah. So this soul has paired with this spirit, and it's known as Mikhail Amin, yeah. So Mikhail, as a spirit energy, is like he's a child, you get what I'm saying? And then he's very young, you know what I'm saying? And then the soul though carries. It carries, it's not that, it, you know, it carries antiquity. Do you get what I'm saying? And so I listen to that song and I'm like, I hear you, bro. It's okay. You don't have to understand. You know what I'm saying? That's what I say.
It's not that deep.
Killing MCs like ra-ra-ra. Feeling so pleased like ha-ha-ha. Haters talk breeze like blah-blah-blah. While I'm counting my peas like ma-ma-ma. Look at him, look at him. Bad mother, shut your mouth. Oh, sucky-sucky now. I ain't trying to fuck around. I can see you like a czar. Oh, sucky-sucky. Little freaking punk. Tell me, are you feeling lucky?
Hey! Hey! It's not that deep.
All right, family. We've crossed the 70-minute mark, family, and we are now going into the no-go zone. So we are getting the time limit now. So we have to say
the Midnight Podcast
is over for now. This has been a Dreamcast into our very own personal Dreamtime Network. Thank you for being on Rhythm with me today. Your host, Mr. Energy, live on your dial. Family, thank you for tapping in today. We've had a lot of fun. Tune in tomorrow as we continue, family. Today, we are celebrating Kwanzaa. My people, we're still in the game of Kwanzaa right now. And it's a beautiful season because we have been able to... You know, let me ask a real question to you guys, yeah? I feel like, and here's my challenge to the whole Warojo House. Like, what, the energy I feel in Kwanzaa, the energy we have around each other, that just needs to be a weekly program. What say you, compadres? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fam... I'm looking at everything that's going on. I'm like, you know, we could just keep doing this. Huh? You know, like that. I'm just like, you get it. Like, maybe we could just, maybe we can keep doing this. We don't have to wait. Huh? Who said that? Who said that? It's that's just dropping in my head. I'm like, you know, we could just keep doing that. It's just a thought. You know, don't respond. I'm just saying, it's nice right now. It's just nice. I like it. That's what I'm saying. You know, got to speak it into existence and that. It's just nice. It's nice. This is what I want to experience every day. Big up.
Here we go.
So today, family, is Ujima, Collective Work and Responsibility. Was I not right on the money? I was right on the money. And I said we can do this collective work and response. Ujima, Ujima. Ujima, Ujima. I will put on a beat and make a whole Ujima song right now. But something tells me I'm neglecting some responsibilities. Songs that will never ever get released. Part three. Songs that will never get released. It's Ujima time, family.
Inside.
Songs that will never get released, part three. This is Ujima, Collective Work and Responsibility, family. Today, coming up right after Sheza FM, which is what you're on right now, we're gonna be listening to, we're gonna be going into Chaputi Games, Warrior Games with our brother Obodai. This is a very ancient soul who's come in the presence of us in Waroho House to teach us the ancient ways of the Ga people. In Waroho House, he's taught Ga language and his Ga form of martial arts, Chaputi, which has been, for me, so profound. I personally enjoyed it along with, like in the same way I enjoyed capoeira. So definitely tap into that, family. Chaputi Warrior Games, that's coming up at 12 to 1:30. And family, take advantage of this shit, man. Like, just keep it 100, like. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? Take advantage, family. Like, get involved, family. Let's go, let's do it, let's go. 4 o'clock, family. We got the antidote, antidote. By the one and only Mariam. Listen, this sister was responsible for our health. One more time. This sister, Mariam, was responsible for our health on the last Village Link Up in 2019. She was the one responsible for making sure that amongst all of the experiences we were having, no matter how far we went out there, no matter where, how we traveled into the depths of the woods or to the heights of the most grand buildings and institutes, she was responsible for making sure we was on that ITAL vibes. Enough said. She's gonna be doing a workshop called The Antidote, and this today is called the Mycelium Network. And if you've been in Waroho House, you know we got quite a few mycelium enthusiasts, to say the least. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hey. What up, mycelium? That's what my cousin says. Big up, Dada Chairs. Yeah, so that's happening today at 4 o'clock. Again, you can get all of this information on the actual page. Yeah? Boom. Boxing Day screening tonight, family. So for those of you who actually got a free ticket to the Boxing Day screening, we put them all out. It's now sold out, obviously, but I'll see you guys tonight. Ain't that dope? I'll see you guys tonight, Boxing Day screening and after party, specifically designed around today's Kwanzaa principle, family. We're going to get into it down in East London. Again, it's sold out. So nobody pull up like say I get in, because if you not have your ticket, my you know I had. If you not no ticket, you can't get in, you know. If you not no ticket, you can't get in, you know. That's another. I've had a couple powerful statements today. That's one of them. If you not no ticket, you can't get in. All right. a non-fungible ticket. But we'll get into that in later broadcast. Baba Kwanzaa stories up at 7. So if you're not going to be at the screening, Baba Kwanzaa is going to be coming through and blessing you. Again, Gashu is another partner in Village Link Up. Him and his community, Kizazi, their creative collective collaborated with me to bring Waroha House, yeah, essentially, but Village Link Up more specifically to life in Kenya. And they are the ones holding it down. Gashu is the spearhead of this operation over in Kenya. And so now he's going to be giving you his breakdowns of our experience with Waroha House as it links to the Kwanzaa principles. And lastly, but not least, 8 o'clock tonight, fam, we've got a powerful workshop. This sister, me and her go way back into time. Like, seriously. Dada Kamaya Lissette, she's going to be bussing it up today with her creative writing workshops. Yeah? And it's powerful, man. Anyone who's involved in her Kwanzaa thing last year would have known that it was bad. So that's happening on Zoom. You can get that in her account. Also, family, right before mine is Rising Sensations by two of the Heaven Squad members, yeah, and that is Ruru Bele and Sima Love. That happens on their Zoom, Rising Sensations. Go to their page to find out when the next one is, or just stay in the Waroha Club. If you ain't in the Waroha Club,
here we go.
How you missing out? Because we feed you this information every day. Rising Sensations, that happened this Rising. So if you missed it, catch the next one. Yeah, family. And this is our Kwanzaa program. And all I'm saying is, this looks like a whole institution to me. Just saying, this is dope. So anyway, family, I'll bid you a peace in. And a love out. And also, to that point, the peace in love out jackets, family, the bomber jackets are on their way, and there's a limited supply. The bomber jackets are on their way, and this is just a sample. We ain't even finished with it yet. You know what I'm saying? They're on their way, and they're dropping in January. Go to warohohouse.com right now and get yours. There's a limited run. There was 50, and now there's about 20 left. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, family, if you want it,
here we go.
Go and get it, yeah? Go and grab that, family. We're going to be out here this summer. You know what I'm saying? Also, I got the contact details for everyone who purchased this first set. Yeah, we're getting it. All right, hold on. In fact, I'll let you look at it on your way out. So, family, thank you. Big up everyone who tuned in. If you missed this podcast, you can go to Spotify or Apple Music right now and type Chezza FM or Chez FM, if you want to say it more rhythmically. Chez FM on Spotify and Apple Music. You can go and listen to this on your way to the cinema, put it on in the car, share this with your loved ones, family, and let them get. You know, just put it on in the background, you know? You ain't even gotta preach it. Just play it in the background. Sometimes you need some background music. I'm gonna play some shit. You lot, let me know the scenarios you end up getting into when you listen to the podcast, so I can cater to your needs, you know? You know, I don't want to be playing Wonderland when you need to be slipping on something nice, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be playing Nobody With Them when you need to find out who you are. So whether you're in the library, or you in your bed with your booting, we gonna nice you up to the sounds of Chezza FM.
Chezza!
I can do it. Oh, my good people. Thanks for rocking with me today. Peace in, love out. I'm gonna see you later. Let's hug later. You know what I'm saying? Peace in.
Chezza! Chezza! Rojo! Chezza! Rojo!
you done know.
Inside.
Peace in family. Tap into the Too High to Go Hell. That's again Monday. Going in. My art. Into the shadow work. Click into the link in the bio to tap into Too High to Go Hell family. Peace in.